Hello, my friends. Welcome to Together Run 10. Yes, 10. We have done 10 of these and I'm loving it. And I know you are loving it. Your screenshots make me so happy that, well, not even screenshots, your sharing of photos are just, it's just so cool for me to see. So keep those coming, keep tagging me in social media posts. It's just wonderful to see. And today we are going to have a 30, a 45, and a 60 minute option. You'll actually hear I'm going to decide that during the run today. So you can join me for either of those. Thank you so much. And let's get on with it. Good morning, friends. We are here for another Together Run. I'm just going to do a regular run today. And then I think next time we will do another workout, as the response seems to be good for that. I haven't heard anyone saying stick to just regular runs. So I think once a month we'll do that. And then I'm not getting anyone in any trouble if you have other workouts that you should be doing. All right, so let's get going. We're going to begin in 3, 2, 1. And off we go. It is a very sticky, humid morning here in St. Louis. There's an angry dog, apparently. Actually, I feel like before we get into the check-in, I want to actually talk about that dog just barked, because I probably won't be able to remember it later. So I've noticed that, and I would love some advice here. I've noticed that Bailey is, well, saying I've noticed is a mild understatement. Bailey is really scared of dogs, and it's like she panics if she sees a dog, she, you know, we're working on in public, you know, when we go to the farmer's market, there are just so many dogs around, and she now has done really well. If she sees a dog and she gets scared, she squeezes my hand, which feels like a good solution, and it also, you know, gives her some control, and it does seem to be helping. So that's good, and that I really think is helping. However, whenever we are in close contact with a dog, even though most dogs, and we have a lot of dogs that we see on a daily basis, most dogs are friendly. In fact, all the dogs we see are friendly, you know, but sometimes they might bark, or sometimes they might, you know, run over to her really excited to see her or me. She panics and she gets really scared, like terrified, and hides behind me or whoever she's around. Now, I know that's not what I want, and again, these dogs are friendly, but the problem is I'm also kind of afraid of dogs, and not in the, like, I make a real effort to when I see these dogs to stroke them, to say hi, to try and make it that they're not scary, but I know I stiffen up. I can feel myself stiffen up. Like, it's like I'm trying really hard and I'm like, honestly, it feels like it's faking it, but I'm trying to do it so that she knows, or she thinks, that I'm not scared of dogs. But in reality, I kind of am. And I know that I kind of am because my mum is scared of dogs. And she had a horrible little dog in her house when she was growing up who would bite them and was just not a very nice dog. And so she's scared of dogs. And so I kind of automatically was scared of dogs. And then the running situation didn't help things, because for many, many years of my life, basically from when I moved out here to America, to once I
but honestly, maybe even move to St. Louis. My only interactions with dogs, or most of them, were being chased by them. Like when I was in Kentucky, I'd be running out in the fields. I mean, I'd be running in the countryside, and dogs would come, like, you know, the horrible, horrible situation for a runner. They come like barreling out of the house, sprinting towards you, like really angry, like, get off my property. And that scared the crap out of me every time. I hated it. And so now we're in St. Louis, I don't really have that, but it's still, that fear in me is still there. But now I've passed it on to my daughter, and I don't know what to do. Like, I guess I just keep taking her to those dogs, the friendly ones, and showing her. But I can't help my, you know, stiffening up in my body. So, sorry to begin this with my troubles here. And for anyone, this is your first Together Run, you're like, what the heck am I doing here? Speaking of that, Bailey also keeps saying, what the heck? So I need to stop saying that too. She keeps saying, what the heck? But anyway, I would appreciate your advice, because I don't want to keep perpetuating the cycle. And, you know, I do feel nervous around dogs. So even for me, I don't really want to keep going up to dogs to stroke them. Like, because I don't enjoy it either. It, like, obviously, physically stresses me out. Like, my heart rate goes up, my body kind of tenses, but I also know that that's probably the only way I'm going to do this. So any advice here? And when I say all those years, so I'm talking about, well, actually I had a two-year break in Philly, so let's say 9 years total of dogs chasing me. Plus they kind of did in my childhood. There'd be these certain parks I'd run around and they'd be free and would chase me and jump up at me, and I have been bitten by a dog before. So yeah, I'd love your advice. If this is your first Together Run and you are completely confused, this is not normally how we begin a Together Run, but I do normally forget my trail of thought, so I wanted to talk about it and ask your advice before I forgot it. But in a minute, we are going to do how we usually begin a Together Run, which is we're going to do a body check-in, and then we're going to do a senses check, and then we'll have a bit of conversation. And if you're in a 30-minute group, probably not going to get to the conversation by the time we do the together stuff. We might be kind of cutting towards the end of that, but we will do our best. And we're also going to take maybe, let's do two strides again, like we usually do, towards the end, or at the end of the 30 minutes. And we'll do another two at the end of the 45. So we're going to begin with a body scan. So what I'm going to ask you to do here, don't start yet, is you're going to scan down from the top of your head all the way to your toes. You are going to just imagine you had like a scanner, like a laser going through your body. If you don't like the idea of that, as it's unnatural, you can just imagine like a wave of energy passing through your body. And I want you to do it slowly, and you're going to pay attention to all the parts of your body to see how they feel. Notice which parts feel tight or stiff. Notice which parts feel good. And just notice parts. I'm going to give you some prompts of areas that you may notice. But if you have other ones, that's okay. And just make a mental note of what you feel. And we'll see at the end if it's the same areas in the second half than it is the first. So we're just going to begin starting at the top of your head, scanning down from your forehead into your nose, your ears, into your jaw. Now go ahead and relax your jaw. Let it loose, and your eyes, let them loose if they're tense, you're squinting, going into your neck, the back of your neck, down through your shoulders, go down those arms. If you're holding your arms really bent and really tight, give them a shake out. And then keep working your way down into your fingers, and then we'll go back, chest into the stomach. Loosen your stomach if you've been holding it in or tensing it. Going into your hips, into your pelvis, your glutes, top of your hamstrings, looking down through your hamstrings and your glutes, into your knees, into your upper calves, shins, ankle, and finally into your toes. How's everything feel? For me, a little bit of achy in my Achilles, which is slightly concerning. A little bit of a stomach upset. Hopefully I can make it through this one. And I can feel my hair bouncing with my head, which is tugging at my top of my head a bit too much. But otherwise, yeah, no, honestly, I don't feel that good today. I feel quite heavy. As I said, it's very humid, so my body isn't too happy right now. But I'm okay. How about you? All right. And how about mentally, emotionally? If we were to sit down, we had an hour together, plenty of time, and we knew we were going to get into some other topics, and I asked you, how are you? Really? I don't want the, yeah, good, yeah, fine, yeah, okay, answer. What would you say? How are you? Think of a few things that you're feeling. Genuinely believe we've got to be able to feel all the things. Some are going to be good and some are going to be bad, and some are going to be just neutral. But how are you feeling? I want you to think about that for just a few seconds, and then I'll tell you mine. So for me, feeling slightly irritated, the humidity is making this a little tough, and I tried to go to the bathroom before I left and I couldn't go, so I'm irritated with the idea that this, I don't know where I'm going to be able to stop to go. I also feel proud of, so we had another Running Realized come out yesterday as of this recording, and actually the day you listen to this, another one will come out that we did for Pride Month. Strongly recommend you give that one a listen to. But the one I'm referring to is about sustainable road racing. And it's about how the future of these big road races or small road races without having so much impact. And it was fascinating and actually really uplifting and positive and hopeful. So I strongly recommend you give that a listen. But anyway, I feel proud of that for what we've created there, and just kind of reflecting on as it comes out. also feel now definitely irritated. My stomach is definitely upset, as it always goes, right? But yeah, that's me. I'd say irritated, but proud, hopeful. What about you? Oh, actually, before we move on to the next bit, Chip challenged me to, next time I see shirtless singing dude on the trail, to go talk to him and find out his name. So Chip, I take you up on your challenge, and I hope it's actually during one of these, because I would, how cool would that be? You hear me like awkwardly going up to a man. So let's hope it's that. I think that'd be really funny. But yeah, we'll see if that actually happens. As for real, I'm currently stopping. Where's the restroom? Here we are. I'm at my local market, considering seeing if the restroom is open. See if we can get in here. Nope, it's locked. Oh. All right, guess we have to find the next place. yeah, I'm gonna have to pause this and go to the bathroom, which not ideal, but this is running for real, right? And sometimes, this is the second one of these in a row, we have those days. So yeah, and then once I come out from there, we're going to a coffee shop here. Once I come out from there, we can do our scan around, using our senses to work through the run. Now, there's part of me that wants to just pause this and wanted to not even say anything, just pause it, leave it. But I think it's important that we talk about the fact that we have stomach upsets sometimes. And I really think that's part of running life. Like, it just happens, right? And it doesn't matter if you're running for 20 minutes or for, you know, 20 hours. You're going to have it. And so I want to be able to talk about it because I think it's something we go through. I want to show you that I'm no exception. And yep, the coffee shop is definitely not open yet. Let's see, hours 7 to 3. Uh-oh. All right. You are definitely, I'm trying to think if there's a Starbucks around here. Oh, there's a McDonald's. This is really embarrassing, by the way. But I feel like you can resonate, because we've all been there. But at least that's what I'm telling myself. Because we're runners. And anyone who's listening to this for the first time and who's maybe sensitive to talking about things like this, I'm sorry if I'm offending you. And they've probably already left saying, what a disgusting human. But I want to keep normalizing being honest, being vulnerable, saying that you're struggling with something, working through something, even if it is embarrassing, and even if it is something that we all want to pretend doesn't happen. It does. So, and I want to be able to concentrate on the body scan. I think that's really important, to be able to really take in, oh, it's not the body scan, the sense check-in. I need a name for that. I think it's really important to be able to speak to that in an authentic way where I mean what I say. All right, I'm going to McDonald's, friends. I'll be back in a minute. All right, we are back on the go. McDonald's wasn't open, but Starbucks was. So, Starbucks to the win. Thank you, Starbucks. I'm going to get off the main road and then we'll begin our check-in. So I apologise that this is happening 20 minutes into the run, but I think sometimes that's how runs go, right? This is just a all over the place run, because now my side street has turned out to be a parking lot and I'm not really going anywhere. But we are going to begin by taking a nice deep breath and notice what you smell. Now, I actually smell rain or like water. Might be the sprinklers I'm going by. Listen to this noise. Woo! Part of it got us. But yeah, that's what I smelled. Rain. What do you taste? I taste honestly not really anything. Not very good with my taste senses, so I'm gonna bypass that one. Right, let's move on to hear. What do you hear? If you have headphones in, remove them so you can really listen to your surroundings over mine, and then we'll check back in a little bit. I'm trying not to give seconds because it apparently, thank you David, adds a little bit of stress, which I understand, that makes sense. So take your headphones out now and go listen. During that time for me, I had another run of footsteps, heard birds, heard the echoing of noises in my footsteps as I ran under a tunnel. You can hear the highway slightly in the background and hear some air conditioners, or I'm assuming not air conditioners, running. What about you? What did you hear? I love that one. I think hearing is actually my favourite, and especially when you've got noises that are just pleasant to listen to, like some water running, or you know, just the sound of bird song first thing in the morning. It's funny, I used to get so irritated with birds in the morning when I was a teenager. Like, you're waking me up at 4 a.m. Stupid birds. And now I love hearing that. It's one of my favourite things. All right, let's work on touch, on feel. Feel. Don't scan down your body this time, but just see what jumps out to you. What things do you notice about your body and the way it feels? So just take some time now to just feel. Kind of do what they call open awareness in meditation, where you may jump from sweat on my face, hair bouncing, stomach cold, whatever. Work your way through like that. Just take some time to do that now. Thank you. What did you notice? Is there anything that was different that you didn't notice in the original scan down? There should have been. For me, yep, I noticed my hair bouncing. I noticed, what's the other one I said to you? Oh, sweat on my face. And I noticed my chest feeling a little tight. As I said, it is quite hard to... Sorry, there's a train coming by. I'm running away from it. Not literally on the tracks, but on the streets. I'm running in the opposite direction, just in case anyone thought I was being a daredevil running over the tracks. I feel the microphone in my hand, my phone in my hand, a little stiff. And yeah, those are the main things that jumped to me. Now, finally, we're going to do sight. The one that we overstimulate the most, which is why I left this one till last. Also, the one that we take for granted for most of us. Those who are visually impaired know how helpful and wonderful our other senses are. But there are the rest of us who do have clear vision are maybe a little over-reliant on our sight. So I want you to really look deep. So focus in, zone in on something that is different, that you haven't noticed before. So we're going to find as many of those things as we can. Let's look to the left, look down, pick something there, look up. What kind of sky do you see? What do you see up there? Do you see trees, or do you see buildings? What do you see? Look for a specific thing within that area. Pull yourself back towards the middle. What do you see there? Look all the way to both sides without turning your head. Make sure you're grabbing as many details as you can, as if you were taking a picture of this moment. What would you take in? And then to the right, what do you see? What jumps out at the bottom, looking down, looking up? What do you see? Now, I love to do this, like looking for something new, because you always find something. There's always maybe something in a window you hadn't noticed, or some kind of plant that's interesting. Something. So I'd love to know what that is for you. So we're into, believe it or not, our final few minutes of the 30-minute group. We're going to do some strides at the end of this. 2 strides for you, 30-minute group. We'll give you a few moments to walk, catch your breath, and then we'll go into it. But in this last few minutes, I want you to, all of us, to take another moment. I know it's closer together than it usually is. We're still going to do it. Take another moment to scan down. How does your body feel? You don't have to be as detailed as slow this time, but let's just do that. Okay, anything feeling different into the run? How's your body feeling? For me, my Achilles feels good now. That stiffness at the beginning is gone. Stomach obviously feels better, thankfully. And feeling okay. Still humid, so still struggling a little bit to breathe. But nowhere near what it was at the beginning in that working in phase. And that actually in itself is something to talk about quickly. As I didn't stop my watch right away when I went to the bathroom, so I'm believing we have another minute. If we don't, you can walk now, 30 minute group. But yeah, what was I going to talk about? Breathing. Oh, so that was a good example of just not giving my body enough time to warm up. Quite often we judge a run from the first few minutes, or at least the first 10, when really our body, especially if you do something like I do where you get up early and run, our bodies are just not awake yet or not into a rhythm yet. So try and give them a bit of time before you judge. And that's not always easy. I mean, I just did that there, and I've been running for 17, 18 years, so I still forget that reminder. But just try, catch yourself doing that and gently say, all right, let's check in a little bit. And that's why it's important to do that, to check in the beginning and the end. Right, so on that note, believe 30 minute group, you are done, you can walk. We'll give you just a little bit of time to catch your breath. And if you haven't done one of these together runs before, we're gonna do two strides. Now, strides does not mean trying to stretch out your legs, trying to take big steps. So you hear my footsteps now, right? Does not mean trying to do this, because that is a recipe for ending up injured. It means you're going to run about 80% of your full speed. So full speed would be, you know, you're sprinting to get your bus or a train or something like that, sprinting. So we're going to do about 80%. We're only going to do it for about 10 seconds. So it's really going to be, you know, this shouldn't kill you. No matter what level of runner you are, this shouldn't be, you want to be breathing hard, but it shouldn't be something that you know, need a rest day over tomorrow. So you're just going to pick up your speed. The faster you, the more footsteps you take, the faster you will go. And then as your speed increases and your efficiency increases, that's where you will take longer strides without meaning to. You'll just propel off further, rather than it being a case of pushing yourself intentionally to take longer strides. All right, so we're going to begin our first one in 3, 2, 1, and go. And slow to a jog if you're in the 45 minute group, or a walk if you're in the 30 minute. Just give you a little bit of time recovery. And then after this, the 30 minute friends, you can either continue to walk and listen to us, or you can get about with your day. Whatever you want to do. If you need to, if you're jogging or running still, go as slow as you need to get your breath. Whew, mine's still going to be a little hard as I'm talking to you, but you should be able to be somewhat recovered to where you can hear my breathing maybe a little bit more relaxed than that. Okay, we're gonna go for the second one. Ready to begin in 3, 2, 1. And slow to a walk. And actually, this will stop your watch. and let's take a picture right now. Get your camera out, get your phone out, take a picture. What do you see? What do we see if we were with you? If I was running alongside you right now, what would we be looking at? Bonus points if you were in the photo. Actually, take one of what you see and then take one with you in it, please. Even if you send it to me privately, many of you do that, send it to me separately. Or if you tag me on social media, that makes me so happy. So if you do that, that's okay too. Actually, I've just realized I haven't talked about a sponsor yet. We are 35 minutes in. We're going to get going again. But I please listen to this, what I'm going to say here. This is really important. And it's a different brand. You're going to know this brand and have heard me talking about it. You got your picture? Okay. Before you go, 30-minute group. Or actually, you can go straight to the website. Check it out. I want to thank YouCan for sponsoring this one. Now, I have been using YouCan since 2013. Love it, love it, love it. There is rarely a day that goes by that I do not have either YouCan bar, either the chocolate peanut butter or the salty caramel one in the summer, as the chocolate peanut butter gets a bit melted if you're outside with it. Or I have their cranberry raspberry performance powder, which I use in my races. I carried it through a marathon with me. I did the trail marathon with it. It's my only fuel source in the race in the 4 hours and 19 minutes. YouCan was the only thing I had. I have relied on it many years for my recovery. I love, love the cookies and cream protein recovery powder, which I either have just in milk, or I have in oat milk, or even in a smoothie. There's also a chocolate one. There's also a plant chocolate one, a pea protein chocolate one, which I use. And you can put that in your smoothie. I like to put it with cherries and just a load of spinach to make it like a black forest gateau-like thing, or black chocolate cherry kind of thing. And I really enjoy those. You can get 20% off by going to youcan.co and using code Tina. YouCan, that's Tina. YouCan at youcan.co. And by supporting these sponsors that I talk about, you are also supporting me. You are allowing me to continue doing these, and you are making me look good. And again, as I say every time, I don't say this lightly. I am very, very picky about which brands I work with. So when I say that, I mean it. And when I say it supports me and makes me look good, I mean that, but I also mean that I don't say that to con you, or you should do it because you're guilty, feel guilty, but purely because I know runners need fuel and I really love their fuel. So youcan.co, use code Tina YouCan, you'll get 20% off. Or if you are international listening, which I know that quite a lot of you are, you can get YouCan in the UK. I'm actually not sure where, can't remember, but if you want to support me, you can use Patreon to just do a small amount each month. And that's one way, if you don't want to buy YouCan or any of the other products you mentioned, supporting me on Patreon allows me to keep doing this as well. So thank you. Okay, 30-minute group, if you're still here, thank you for joining me. 45, we haven't got much left. We'll do our strides afterwards. So we're going to do something a bit different this time. We are going to take a few minutes where I want you to just concentrate. I've done this before once. I want you to just focus on the act of running, how it feels within your body to be running. I'm going to try and do the same. if your mind wanders off, just gently, like, let go. Imagine yourself letting go of that thought and bring it back to just running. We're just going to do that for a few minutes. Just stay focused on the motion of running. Let's just do that for a few minutes. Find yourself getting tangled away in something else, let it go. Come back to what it feels like running. Gently come back. What does it feel like to be running right now? Feel your body running. This is also a good way to understand when I say what it feels like to run a certain pace, what your body feels like, this is what I mean. So think about that. How fast are your arms moving? Your legs? How does your body feel as you run? I'm going to try and bank that feeling in there. So maybe after you run, if you want to look at your pace and see how fast you're running, do not do it now. Then you can say, oh, okay, that must be what 10-minute pace feels like. Or that must be what 11-minute pace feels like. And then you know. So next time, you can just try and recreate that feeling to bring back that speed. And that's step one towards understanding how to feel, run by feel, which, as you know, I'm all about. Okay. So with the final few minutes, we are going to do another 5 cents check-in, shorter this time. So let's take a deep breath. What do you smell? Take another one if you need to. What do you taste? What do you feel? Do that open awareness I talked about. See where your attention goes. And I'll do mine just a few seconds so you can feel yours on your own without my implements. Right, I'll do mine for a few seconds. Sweat, breathing, and sweat, clammy fingers, stomach, cool air, sweat. Feet and shoe. Yeah, so just kind of like that. What do you feel? Try to, I know I didn't do it for all of them. That's why I say try. Try and use descriptive words in your head to go with it. Like sweat on temple, you know. And let's go for the final one. Sight. What do you see? Try to pick something out you haven't seen before or haven't paid attention to where you are before. Friends, we are on to our last minute, as far as I can see. You are strict about your 45 minutes, and you want to stop, feel free. Or you can keep going in what I think is our final minute, and then we'll do two strides. Maybe one of these days soon, I'll do an hour, one of these. What do you think? You know what? Maybe I'll do that today. If you're doing an hour, I'll do an additional 15 minute go. So you can come join me if you like. Only after you go check out youcan.co. No, just kidding. Do not go check your phone while you're running. Please focus on what you're doing. All right, so you're doing 45 minutes. You're coming to the final bit. And let's slow to a walk. Actually, if you're going to keep doing 45, you can keep jogging. So yeah, I think I will too. But if you're doing 45 minutes, walk for just a minute, and then I'll give you another, we'll do another two strides together. Yes, if you're doing an hour, you can do those two. We will not be doing two more at the end of the hour. We'll just leave it at four today. But be proud of yourself today. Well done for checking in, for listening to your body, paying attention to how you're feeling. We don't do that enough. In fact, we tend to discourage it, don't we? With our how are you conversations that are so pointless, really. And I've talked about this a lot, how it really irritates me. I mean, I do it too, but I just wish we could get away from that. And whenever people ask me how am I in a text, I always give them the real answer, the long answer, rather than the short fix. So yeah, I like to do that. All right, let's go into a stride in 3, 2, 1. It down, go to a walk, or if you're doing an hour, you can continue on with me. Just take a little bit more time to get breath back. We'll do one more stride, and then 45 minute group, you can be on your way. I'm really enjoying, by the way, the amount of you who say you like my footsteps are calming. It's really nice to hear, because it's not something I would typically, you know, be not even aware of, but like, I've always been quite judgmental of my running form. And so I think I would never assume or expect someone to say that. So that's a nice compliment. All right, are we ready? We're going to go into a second stride. I'm going to be going slightly uphill. In 3, 2, 1. to a walk. 45 minute group. Oh, thank you for joining me today. Be sure to go check out youcan.co. I will also have a link in my story on Instagram if you want to check that out. And you can go get it directly from there, or you can use code TinaYouCan. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you on Friday for a regular Running for Real episode. And I'll see you next Monday for another one of these, which I will be doing from Michigan. So we will have a new location. How exciting. My old stomping grounds of Big Rapids, where I went to university in Big Rapids in Michigan, which is about an hour north of Grand Rapids, for those of you who know what that is. But yeah, so tune in next week for a Michigan featured Together Run. Now, 1 hour group, if there's anyone still here. When I was just saying about Instagram swipe up link, I came out from behind a car, and there was a man standing there with his coffee cup, his dog, and I'm just like, follow me on Instagram. I have to say, I felt very embarrassed. That was one of those moments of like, I hate the word influencer. I don't want to be, when someone says, describes me and says she's an influencer, ooh, that does not make me happy. So don't do that when you talk about me. Because it just makes me feel like a snake oil person, you know? Like, it makes me feel like I'm just selling my soul to make money, when in fact I feel like I'm kind of doing the opposite, in that I, you know, there's all these lucrative opportunities that come up and I say no. Or like, someone might ask to quote me in a running magazine and I'll say, no, I think you should ask a person of color. And I just, and they don't. And so, you know, I that word just really makes me feel like I'm, I don't want to say not a good person, because I don't want to infer that influencers aren't, and there are good people. There's a, you can, as we know, we've talked about before, you can tell when someone authentically uses a product, when someone means it, and there's nothing, I don't want to say, you know, there's something wrong with influencers, but for me, I feel like I do so much more than that, and I just feel like there's a better word for that, that I feel more in harmony with. So, going past that guy, right while I was saying, swipe up on my stories, made me feel rather awkward as I run with this big rat thing on my microphone, on my phone, on my phone as a microphone. Yeah, weird. But, you know, if I'm going to do this, I have to overcome my uncomfortableness with that, because not only are companies like YouCan supporting me, allowing me to keep doing stuff like this and spend my time the way I do, but as I've said, I also really like the product. So why should I feel embarrassed? All right, friends, so we've got, from what I can see, about 8 minutes left. We're not going to do strides at the end here. We're just going to finish a run, walk for a minute, and then be done. If you have a distance of anywhere in between, you can say goodbye whenever. But I want you to promise me that you will take a moment to just look around and pay attention to your senses and just be present in the moment for that final minute after, so that you can soak in the feeling of your run, you know? It's so easy for us to finish a run and then launch into our day and just kind of lose the one of the best parts being the endorphin rush. So on that note, let's take a few minutes to reflect on how this run has been for you. So, has this run been what you intended it to be? Was it supposed to be an easy run? And you're maybe breathing a little hard, says she who is. Not that I've run too fast. I know that this is the right speed for me for an easy run. However, I say speed. I have no idea about pace. Literally, I could probably take a pretty rough guess and probably not be far off, actually, because of what I said earlier about knowing what a pace feels like. But I mean, you know, I'm not thinking about that. I mean, more because I'm talking constantly and it is very humid. Like, I would guess we're close to 100 right now. And the dew point is over 70. No, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that's a point. If you're in the same boat, maybe you have to put that caveat with your answer. But otherwise, answer it as sincerely as you can. Has this run been the speed you intended, the effort you intended? Or have you pushed it a little bit faster than you should have, even though you're really trying to work on that? And if that's the case, what can we do to make you stick to that more? Because I don't want to be a part of making you run faster than your coach is setting you or than you need to be running. That is not something I want to be encouraging you to do. And I'm very firm with friends about them pushing themselves and not wanting to be a part in it, be encouraging it. I really believe in trusting and respecting our bodies. And so if you shouldn't really be running now, like coming up to an hour, even though you've only got a few minutes left, walk right now. Do not extend on my behalf or because of me. Walk right now. And I know it can be hard. Sometimes we just want to finish things or do what everyone else is doing or enjoy something when we're in that love stage. But the thing is, it's not worth injuries. We know how crappy injuries feel. They're not fun and they're not worth it. So, gotta respect our bodies. You know, it's really important. And it's a lesson we'll be learning for life. We will always be pushing the edge and we'll always be having that voice in our head that's encouraging us to, you know, keep going or it'll be fine. But as much as you can, you know in your gut what the answer is and when the right time to stop is or change things. So we are, believe, in our final 2 minutes let's just take this final few minutes to say thank you to our bodies for running an hour, or if you are still listening from one of the other groups, for running and walking and being able to cover distance. Really, take a minute, just say thank you to your body. Thank you to my quads, thank you to my hamstrings, thank you to my lungs for staying strong, thank you to my heart for pumping strong and forcefully and healthy. You continue there. What else would you like to thank? If you have a area you're coming back from injury, be sure to thank that area for healing and recovering and repairing. And if you have a heart that isn't maybe doing so great, thank it for trying. Thank it for warning you that you've overdone it. Let's just take the final part of the run to do that. And I'm going to slow to a walk. If I've got the time wrong, you can keep going to an hour. Or you can be brave and stop. See if you can do it. Whew. Thank you for joining me today, friends. Be sure to go to youcan.co. Use code Tina, youcan. Tina, youcan for 20% off your order. I'll see you on Friday for a regular running for a real episode, and then next Monday, coming to you from Michigan.
Before we end this episode, I just want to take a moment to shout out my podcast editor, Jeremy Nessel, who has done such a wonderful job of looking after my podcast, taking out all the mishaps in the episodes, while still keeping in the vulnerability and the realness and the rawness of the conversation. This is not one of those podcasts where I take out the ums and the ers and sometimes the delay in words, because I think it's very important to keep that authenticity. We're surrounded by perfected and manicured everything, and I think it's really important that Running for Real stays that way. So thank you to Jeremy for your work. I also want to thank Maria Vargas and Amber Moore, who are also part of my team. They've been a big part of this community and me being able to build this brand, so just want to give them a shout out too. All right, let's get right back to the end of this episode. Love these Together Runs with you, my friends. I will see you on Monday for another Together Run, and this coming Friday for another episode. Be sure to go to youcan.co and use code TINAYOUCAN for 20% off your order. It'll be hard for you to find a product that does not sound good on that website. They are just all brilliant. I really enjoy using them and have done for many years. Go to youcan.co and use code TINAYOUCAN.